Texte numéro 77. Saturn moon has geysers, hinting life is a possibility. With newly discovered signs of liquid water by NASA's Cassini spacecraft, a moon of Saturn joins the small, highly select group of places in the solar system that could plausibly support life. This moon, Enceladus, is only 300 miles wide, and usually something that small is nothing more than a frozen chunk of ice and rock. Instead, geysers of icy crystals have been observed by Cassini, which hints at pockets of liquid water near the surface. "It's startling," said Carolyn C. Porco of the Space Science Institute in Boulder, Colorado. "We have found an environment that is potentially suitable for living organisms." Life requires at least three ingredients: water, heat, and carbon-based molecules. And Enceladus may possess all three. Cassini has also detected simple carbon-based molecules like methane and carbon dioxide. The lack of craters suggests that the heat is not the result of a meteor's impact. Some scientists think that this warm region near the South Pole may have persisted for billions of years, sufficient time for life to arise. Planetary scientists pointed to the discovery as an argument for continuing NASA's space science efforts, whereas its Astrobiology Institute, which finances research on the possibility of life elsewhere in the solar system and universe, is to see its budget halved. Cassini flew by Enceladus three times last year. For the first two flybys, Cassini's observations of Enceladus's equatorial region turned up nothing odd, except that it seemed to be deflecting Saturn's magnetic fields, implying that a thin atmosphere of charged atoms exists. Cassini's July flyby passed within about 110 miles of Enceladus's surface. For the first time, the spacecraft got a proper look at the South Pole, which turned out to be smooth compared with the pockmarked northern hemisphere. And it was warm. The expectation was that the temperature would be about minus 330 degrees Fahrenheit. It turned out more than 100 degrees warmer. Images of the moon also showed towering plumes of ice crystals coming off at high speed from the surface. The jets, similar to geysers, seem to originate from fissures near the South Pole. Dr. Porco said calculations eliminated the possibility that the particles were produced by warm vapor rising off warm ice at the surface. The best explanation, she said, is that pockets of liquid water exist under high pressure, below a few tens of yards of ice. When the ice breaks, the water shoots out and immediately freezes into ice crystals. Enceladus is too small to hold enough radioactive elements to produce continuing warmth, which therefore is probably created by the friction due to the proximity of Saturn and another of its moons. Adapted from New York Times, March 2007.